When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your mild and air.
Show.
He'll make the whole world shout.
Hey.
He dredged the canal.
Axelon.
He taught me conversational Spanish.
Axelon.
He lent me his knee bandage. He worked out 200 anagrams of Leighton Buzzard.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. How is it that the Chinese language started off in England and then one person just whispered it to another person? Why, when you try to impress a girl by putting your foot down on the pedal, she's always said she's seen the bin open like that before? And is there a street in Britain called Quality Street, with one person living in it who's both Turkish and delightful? My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and his landlady, Pauline, who looks after us. Anton, anything arrived?
I've got a letter here. Dear Milton, I think I'm being spied on.
Oh, not him again. He's totally paranoid. I've spent the last few nights watching his house through binoculars from the back. There's no one there.
This one's the other extreme. I find it difficult to talk about what I feel. What should I do?
Doesn't sound that bad.
P.S. I also think I might be on fire.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys.
Ah, Pauline, our favourite landlady. Can I persuade you to stay for lunch? I'm making homemade calzone. It's like a pizza with lots of tasty ingredients, folded over into an envelope so you can eat it without a knife and fork.
You can get them delivered too.
Can you?
Yeah, just put a stamp on it.
Well, no, thank you, Anton. But I did get you those free-range eggs you asked for from the farmer's market.
Oh, I don't trust those. At my school, they had a free-range egg and spoon race. No lanes, no finish line, just lots of kids running all over the place.
Nonsense. Farmers' markets are wonderful things. Fresh, organic produce, unusual breads.
I baked a French stick that was 40 yards long once. My attempt to make a baguette for life.
Sounds like somebody doesn't like farmers' markets.
Well, Milton has had some bad experiences with farmers. He used to sell his produce door to door, but they all ganged up against him.
And that was the end of my wind farm.
Dear.
It was a great idea. Even if the customer was out, you could make deliveries through the letterbox, just turning round and touching your toes.
Ah, ready.
Here are the oven gloves.
Ah, thank you, Milton. Ow! Milton, these oven gloves are boiling hot.
Because I keep them in the oven.
My best cooking pot.
Ah, well, you can get another one down the market. I'm not sure if it'll be genuine Le Creuset, but sometimes it's best not to ask where these things come from.
Yeah, once at the market I bought a dodgy Chinese game of Trivial Pursuit. Best not ask too many questions, if you know what I mean. Mind you, that North Korean version was informative. I never knew that the 100 metres world record is actually held by Kim Jong-un.
You see, Pauline, this is what happens with illegal goods.
I don't want to do anything illegal, but sometimes it seems that we're the ones who have to pay tax and the big corporations hardly seem to pay a penny.
Ah, well, Pauline, it's a complex issue. Light-touch tax regimes to stimulate growth or primary funding for... Milton, what are you eating?
I managed to save most of your calzone off the floor, but it's very chewy.
Well, that's the oven glove.
Still warm, though.
I'll get them up. All this tax business is beyond me.
Well, as a former operative for Her Majesty's Customs and Excise, I know all too well how illegal goods can fund criminal networks.
I just end up with a headache.
Well, I agree, it is all terribly complicated.
No, it's because I won't buy Alka-Seltzer until they stop their terrorist campaign.
Is that so? Well, why don't we all go down and take a look at this market?
Good idea. After all, I have a distant ancestor who was involved in customs and excise. Apparently, halfway through the 11th century, he was working in the Hastings area. All right, Frenchie, you've been caught red-handed on the beach in possession of over 3,000 horses. If I'm not very much mistaken, you're intending to smuggle them into the food chain.
Hang on. Shouldn't this interview be being recorded?
All right. Lady Blanche, have you got your coloured thread ready?
Yes!
For the benefit of the tapestry, This is D.I. Goodman Miltonus interviewing a male suspect dressed in armour and chainmail. This is the third day of Whitsuntide Anno Dominus 1066.
Hold on. I'm not made of needles, you know.
Right, let's keep it simple. If you're not crooked, how come you gave us two different names?
What?
William and Normandy.
William is my name. Normandy is the place I'm from.
Very convenient.
It is. You should buy a cottage there.
Maybe I will. Actually, no, strike that from the record. Right.
Hang on, I've got to get my scissors now.
Now, you claim these horses are not for eating, but for private use in your capacity as a conqueror.
That is right.
Well, if you are indeed a conqueror, where's your little hole to put the string through?
Perhaps you are not looking in the right place.
All right, then. If these horses aren't for consumption, how come we found you with thousands and thousands of skewers?
Those are arrows.
We'll see what my supervisor has to say about that. He'll take a much closer look. Send Harold in, will you? So Anton dragged us off to the market for some food that was locally sourced, even though we'd lots of ketchup at home.
You know what, Milton? This market doesn't look too bad after all. People selling produce, fruit.
I've got apples 60p a pound, bananas for 40.
Stallholders, or are they maths teachers?
Don't be ridiculous, Milton.
Get your bath. CR only takes 2 hours to fill with a tap running at 3 gallons an hour.
That's a coincidence.
All I'm asking for this lovely watch is a positive integer between 3 and 12. It's also the cube root of 64.
Yes, all right, you may have a point.
Lovely steak and kidney 3.14159.
Well, I don't trust anything here.
Panda punnet! Panda punnet!
You'd never get a whole panda into one of those punnets.
Well, this isn't the part I'm concerned about, but let's have a look around this corner. Yes, I thought as much. Branded electrical goods, kitchen equipment.
Come on then, gents, loads of bargains.
It's full of badly made items, flagrantly in breach of the 1986 Sale of Goods Act. Like these electronic cigarettes. They aren't authentic. They could be dangerous.
Yes, anyone could trip over that flex.
It's quite clear. All this stuff has fallen off the back of a lorry.
Not all of it.
Get your headlamps, number plates, radiators.
Those fell off the front of a lorry.
Well, coincidence.
Big tarpaulins with phone numbers on. Big tarpaulins with phone numbers on.
Side of a lorry.
Yes, well, once again, you have the advantage of me. But the big question is, how did it all get here?
Well, on a lorry.
No. See, Milton, that's just an expression. So, there's the lorry, of course. Oh, I say, we should follow it. Come on.
Wait, look at this. We should get Pauline some perfume.
I'm not sure that's the real thing.
OK, so the label's not quite straight and the lettering's a bit smudged.
And it is in a bucket.
Ah. Of course, some things aren't what they seem, and I am determined to help ordinary people tell the difference. Which reminds me, today's the day I run my support group for the chronically gullible. Better get a move on. Sorry I'm late, everyone. My bus was attacked by a 40-foot armour-plated badger with eyes that fired lasers.
No problem.
Come on, guys, where are you? All right. Ah, I see a new face. Hello. Would you like to say a few words?
Hello, everyone. I'm John, and this is how gullible I am. Yesterday, I even believed the Talk help desk would phone me back.
Actually, you don't look that gullible to me.
Really? Well, I must be better then. Thanks, I'll be off.
You see, that's the problem with being gullible. You believe something at the time, but then a few minutes later you realise you've been had. Hello, John, nice to see you again.
Yeah, well, just...
Right, everyone, time for some role play.
Oh, excellent.
Here's a granary roll, and here's a wholemeal bap. Cling film on so the fillings don't come out when we kick them around.
That's not what role play means.
No, exactly. Not.
Yes, it is, honest.
Oh, right.
No, it's not! No, it's not. But of course, you're bound to believe things I say because I'm a Jedi.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
No, I'm not! Come on, only people in the film Star Wars are Jedis. And Kim Jong-un, obviously.
Now, look here. Do you honestly expect us to listen to this rubbish? You clearly have no idea what you're doing. I'm off.
Hey, everyone, Ted's cured.
Although, earlier on, I told him that that was the exit. Actually, it's the door to the rubbish chute. That does mean he'll miss our guest speaker, a man who needs no introduction.
Now, which one of you's been naughty and which one of you's been nice?
No, I'm nice.
So, so tragic. We followed the market trader's lorry to a secret pub that gave no indication of its dubious activities.
The Smuggler's Arms. How quaint.
Arm smugglers.
Yeah, don't be silly, Milton. In we go. Pirates, smugglers, sailors. You know what this means, don't you, Milton?
Yes, a rather poor village people tribute act.
Be very careful, Milton. Don't do anything to antagonise the locals.
All right, landlubbers, what'll it be?
A scotch.
Good, good.
On the rocks.
Oh, oh, you lot, leave them be. They're not from round here.
Well, we are, actually, but we're not that au fait with the local traditions and so forth, are we, Milton?
No, I'm not even au fait with what au fait means, actually.
Well, round here, it's customary not to keep unplugging the jukebox.
Sorry.
And we'll have the background noises on as well, please. That's better. Now, gents, drinks.
Aha. How about a tot of rum?
I was actually going to recommend coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, yes. Everyone drinks coffee now. All sizes, lots of flavours and toppings. And a friendly atmosphere with free Wi-Fi.
Well, as long as it's fully taxed and above board, then yes, please.
So you don't want the coffee, then?
No. Two coffees, please.
There you go.
Come on, Milton. Time for us to interrogate some of these ne'er-do-wells. Excuse me, sir. We're after a few, shall we say, bargains? Any idea who we should ask? Do you think that's all he can say?
Let's see. I'll just open this bag and show him this puppy. Well, it's a start.
Shh, there's another one coming over.
Ahoy there, me hearties.
And ahoy there to you too.
Anton, he's got a parrot.
So?
I can't stand parrots. They're just so smarmy.
Smarmy?
Well, honestly, even on a good day, I'm only a reasonably attractive boy.
I suspect yous is wondering how I came to lose my hand.
Well, you know.
'Tis a tale to chill the heart of any man. Was in the South Molucca Seas. A storm blew up so bad we had to lash ourselves to the mast. The boat, it pitched and tossed, and the waves broke across the bow. And then a huge shark was thrown clear onto the deck, thrashing about like you can't imagine. I puts out my hand. It came nearer and nearer. It opened its terrible jaws.
And bit your hand clean off.
No. Next day we stopped off at Riyadh, and I got caught nicking a camcorder from Dixon's.
What happened to the shark?
Can't recall. Made a soup, I think.
Wait a minute. I'm sure I've seen your face before.
Yes, you're off the fish fingers box, aren't you?
Maybe you have. It's not safe to talk in here. Follow me to the pub garden. Now I'll just remove my beard, see, and...
Francois! Is it really you?
Ah oui, oui, Anton, c'est moi.
I am, under the covers. Huh? It's only for my disguise that I was forced to put on that outrageously silly accent.
Milton, this is Francois, my opposite number across the channel. He's in charge of French customs.
You mean like the idea for everyone to pretend not to speak English?
Milton, Francois was my opposite number, working together on border control.
Anton, it's so good to see you, but... why did you leave the service? You were the best custom officer we ever knew.
I had to get out. I started with such high hopes. It was an honour to be protecting the welfare of nations, and I thought I'd seen everything until one day at Rome Airport. We intercepted someone trying to smuggle contraceptives into the Vatican, hidden inside some
heroin.
Now, I have information that the smugglers are using an underground tunnel that runs all the way from the sea and comes up somewhere in this very poob.
And I think I know just where that'll be. Follow me.
Milton, this is just the lavatory. Francois, are you okay?
I think he's just stunned at the sight of a proper toilet.
Yes, I am. This must be so much more comfortable and hygienic. What's the lifty up bit for?
I can't believe it. This is the perfect place to hide another pipeline amongst the drains. No one would notice.
But what could you smuggle in a 6-inch wide pipe?
Of course, a 5-inch wide pipe.
No, Milton.
2 3-inch wide pipes side by side?
Milton, who in their right mind...
Consignment of side by side 3-inch wide pipes, aren't you?
Certainly. Anton, idiot. Peterson?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, do you want any coffee while I'm at it?
Coffee?
Of course. What were the pirates all drinking?
Francois, you're right. Contraband coffee.
Never mind that now. This is a message from Interpol. There is a shipment due in any minute. We must go to the beach.
Don't you want your coffee first? Look, I've drawn a smiley face in the foam on the top for you.
Now, that's sweet. And the face has a plaster.
Oh, that must have come off my finger when I drew the picture.
To the beach!
In order to help people, I've always been determined to find out what's behind things. For instance, I can tell you now that behind every surgeon's mask is a surprised and angry face. But my quest for truth applies to science too. It's time for Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Milton's Expositional Cornucopia of Phenomena.
Hello, I'm here with Professor Jennifer Pike in a rather exciting venue.
Oh, so yes, indeed, as this is the Large Hadron Collider here at CERN on the Swiss border.
To think we're just a bus ride from where they make Toblerones.
Listen, here at CERN, scientists are busy colliding fundamental subatomic particles.
Yeah, apparently, they tried one in England, but after bumping into each other, the particles kept slowing down to apologise.
Yeah, I do suppose you've any idea how we accelerate particles to such an incredible speed.
Tell them it's bin day and they've forgotten to put the rubbish out?
No, not exactly. Very good. Yes, right. Well, let me give you the basics. If I said to you, electron, what would you say?
Well, I'd have to see some of his policies before I voted.
Do you know what a quark is?
The noise of a posh duck?
You must have heard of the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle, which gives everything mass.
Well, if it gives mass to everything, surely it should be called the priest particle.
Let's leave the theory and have a practical demonstration. Now, we all know how gravity works. So, Milton, would you jump up for me?
Certainly. Ha!
You're just trying to annoy me now, aren't you?
Weird, isn't it?
Yes, you just land, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Right. You don't deserve this, but I'm going to demonstrate what the particle beams are capable of. So stand back. Isn't that incredible? Subatomic particles being propelled to near the speed of light. The awesome power of it. So what are you doing?
Just melting the corners off this jumbo Toblerone. The edges really hurt my mouth. To intercept the smugglers, we hid in a disused lighthouse that was once operated by my grandparents. Apparently, the worst thing about living there was the boredom, although this was solved one Christmas when I bought them a slinky. They were sacked in the end. Well, you know how that generation always insists on unplugging everything at night. We climbed to the very top so we could look out for the shipment on the horizon. Wow! So this is where the big light bulb is.
Oui.
Okay, they mustn't know we're here, so be absolutely...
What does this button do?
Turn it off, Milton!
Admit it, Anton. You enjoyed that. In fact, your little face lit up.
No. Actually, that... Oh, it doesn't matter now. Look, little boats are bringing people onto the beach. We must get down there before they disperse.
Allez vite!
On the beach, we could see the boats landing.
Look, people, but no crates. So where is the contraband?
Or maybe they're mules, swallowing the contraband goods to produce at a later date.
I was one of those mules once.
Milt, that's very serious.
No, only small potatoes, which was a relief.
Quick, there's one coming. Stop, arrêtez-vous!
On behalf of Her Majesty's Customs and Excise, I demand you tell us what you're smuggling.
You won't let me talk, converse, dialogize, interlocute.
What does she say?
I'm innocent. I ain't done nothing. Zip, zilch, nada, nil.
Sounds like someone swallowed a thesaurus.
Swallowed a thesaurus? Milton, of course.
Yeah, so what if I have, did, happen to have done, committed that act? All I know is I'm supposed to take this book and deliver it to 71 Wilson Drive.
Lane, Street, Road, Boulevard.
Milton.
Oh, it's fine for her to do it, is it?
Now, look, each drug mule swallows a book order, travels to the relevant address and then... Well, let's nature take its course.
And if they're not in, they just dump it on the neighbour's doorstep.
What kind of sick and twisted company would avoid tax whilst delivering books to your doorstep?
You're all under arrest. Take them away.
But how are we going to track down Mr. Big?
You're right. We need to get to whoever's behind all this.
No, I mean, which one of them's got the Mr. Man book I ordered?
I've got it. I could retrieve it for you now, if you like.
No, thinking about it, I'll get Anton to pick it up later. The mystery deepens. First an organisation that sells coffee, then a book delivery service. Where would this massive scheme end? We went back into the smuggler's arms via the beer cellar.
Now, this trapdoor here comes up directly behind the bar. Shh, I think there's a pub quiz going on.
All right, settle down. Round two of the Smuggler's Arms quiz.
And the landlady's reading out the questions.
So why is that pirate with the hook for a hand standing next to her?
Looks like someone's signing what she's saying and he's doing the question marks.
All right, question one. What are the components of gunpowder?
It's a mixture of sulfur, charcoal and potassium nitrate.
And for a bonus point, who invented it in the 11th century?
I know this. Kim Jong-un.
No. Milton, he wasn't even alive then.
Eh?
It is unknown who invented it, but the earliest written formula for gunpowder is from 11th century China.
Incredible. How can they know all the answers?
Not only that, for an extra bonus point, thinking about it, the man who invented gunpowder is buried on the outskirts of Peking, western Shanghai and parts of Nepal.
You know what I think? Everyone in the pub are mules as well, but... Google mules, smuggling pure, uncut information into the country.
Gordon Bennett! So much better than Zutalore, I agree.
And so to answer these quiz questions, they're just Googling themselves.
But how would a human being do that?
If only there was some kind of huge store of information we could access somehow to find out.
In France, we do not use the word Googling. We say, utiliser la moteur de recherche sur l'ordinateur mobile.
Well... I think...
De la ressource de l'information internationale.
Right.
For short. I can only apologise.
Yes, there's no time. Can't you see? This pub seems to be the junction of multinational corporations bringing goods and services into the country in a way they would call tax-efficient.
Oh, I'd say it's very tax-efficient.
You! But you're supposed to be doing the quiz.
Oh, that. To be honest, they know so much, it's usually over in 5 minutes.
You should have done it in French. It would have taken hours.
Oh, so true.
We knew your pub was the centre of it all.
Of course. And all the information, coffee and books come through this pipeline here in the cellar.
Wait till the authorities hear about this.
Except you'll never get out of here alive. You're going to drown in the cellar in coffee because I've ordered you... A regular.
No, sir. There's no Mr. Big, it's a Mrs. Big.
I wasn't always Mrs. Big. It's just I married a Mr. Big and after he died, I had to keep up appearances.
He died?
Yes, and it took me ages to get over Mr. Big.
Couldn't you just have gone round his body?
You see, you didn't have to be a criminal.
Oh, that's true. My first husband was Mr. Wright.
Well, of course. One's first true love.
Terry Wright, his name was. He was awful. And then I met my second husband. He was a free thinker.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Milton. Not everyone is a Mr. Someone.
You're right. I was in the Midlands once and I saw a girl wearing a sash saying Miss Nottingham. I thought, that's a good idea.
Anyway, enjoy browsing the books while you meet your watery death. Any last requests?
Have you got a book called Lou Reed Short Stories? I want one for the shelf in the toilet.
So, here's the pipeline, and here is your coffee. Drink up. Cheers!
Francois, phone for help.
Of course. I'll tell my superiors that we're trapped in a smuggling pub basement that's filling with illicit coffee with my colleague and another man.
How long will that take?
In French? About an hour and a half.
Now, there's no time.
I've got an idea.
What are you doing?
Just ordering some things on Amazon.
But Milton, there's no time. Oh, of course. Whatever you order will come straight through the pipeline.
Vite, Milton. The coffee. She is nearly at the ceiling.
So I'm ordering some bolt cutters and a hacksaw.
Brilliant. To open the trap door.
Shall I go for express delivery?
What?
You see, it's free if we wait 5 days.
Best not. It's quite a gushy pipeline.
And finally, a pipeline blocker.
Which will, of course... block the pipeline as it arrives. Well done, Milton.
Oh, look at this. It says people who bought this also bought Pipe Blocking for Dummies and the autobiography of Christopher Plummer.
We're saved.
Yes, there's nothing less worrying than a hastily blocked undersea pipe carrying boiling liquid at tremendously high pressure.
Thanks a lot.
It's a lovely day for a picnic.
Yes. Nice to see all the townsfolk cleaning up all the coffee-contaminated seagulls.
And at least they get to lick the cappuccino froth off the birds.
Is that a seal over there?
He's very hyper, isn't he? I wouldn't like to try and catch him.
You should try playing patter cake with him. Ah, Senor Flippers. So you fancy a rematch? Sailor went to CCC to see what he could CCC, but all that he could CCC was the bottom of the deep in CCC.
Well, I've seen it all now. Who else in the whole world has played patter cake with a seal high on coffee?
There is one man.
Who's that?
Kim Jong-un.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman-Hill, Josie Lawrence and Ben Wilbond. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.